everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. Ray on the other side of the glass. We keep him over there. No, we don't keep him over there. He has to be over there for acoustic purposes. Ray engineering and producing our show today on this Monday. Getting into March here, March 6th, 2017. Hope you had a great weekend. It was a good weekend to get out, do a little gardening, and the very warm weather will be coming this week. We'll be pushing 90 degrees, so I think you can finally go ahead and trim back some of the bougainvillea and some of the other things in the garden. Looks like I think the cold weather is pretty much behind us. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 for your questions, comments, and suggestions. We invite you also to follow us on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. The Monday Political Face-Off sponsored by our good buddies Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family owned and run since 1985. Moe and the team, they do such a great job specializing in those custom frame mirrors. Got some beautiful art there in the gallery. And, of course, Mo makes house calls, making sure everything comes out, does the picture framing and hanging services for you. Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and mosgallery.com. And on Facebook, each week on Monday, we do begin our Buckmaster Show with our team of commentators. This week, Mr. John Munger, seated to the right of me, Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents and 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Vince Robigo is with me, seated to my left, longtime Democratic Party activist, former Arizona Attorney General candidate, head of the Hispanic Caucus for the Democratic Party of Pima County. John and Vince, how was the weekend, gentlemen?
Wonderful weekend, as usual.
Too short.
Too short.
It's a good weekend to get out and do some gardening.
Golfing.
You did the golfing thing. Mm. Wow. And Vince, you don't golf.
I don't. But we did all kinds of fun things, including going to Pima Community College to see their rendition of the Tony Award-winning musical, Into the Heat or Into the Night, I think it was called, mm-hmm. with this Manuel Lin Miranda. It was a tremendous performance by the Pima Community College crew
at
there.
At their Proscenium?
Proscenium Theater. Yes, it was. They had their last show yesterday, and it was quite amazing
nice
for a
venue.
Community college
nice
production.
Venue, good
very
acoustics.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I had not, I didn't know much about the Manuel Lin Miranda or any mm-hmm. of his, you know, these musicals that he's mm-hmm. produced. I guess the other one is Hamilton. He does the music for that
nice.
One. And
wow.
and so the, it was just quite amazing. And to the extent that my 12-year-old son enjoyed it.
Oh,
and
no.
Said, and
oh.
said that he would oh. even see it again.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
It was a very sort of modern, youthful performance and with a lot of good lessons in it about community and family and
very good.
And things like that.
Nice family outing.
Yes.
All right. John, there was a tweet storm from the president over the weekend. There is no evidence, John, about these that former President Obama wiretapped Trump Tower.
Well, that's not right. You read the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, the McClatchy newspapers have all been reporting this.
Reporting that
wiretaps have occurred.
Hmm.
Now they
I haven't read those. You're saying that they're reporting that wiretaps occurred at Trump Tower?
They've been reporting that he was tapped, and the way this story broke is conservative commentator Mark Levin, who was
a talk show host
and a constitutional scholar and former chief of staff to a U.S. attorney general, put all these stories together and said, my goodness, they're all reporting this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been reporting it for some time. And of course, the talking press, all the pundits don't want to bother to read what's going on. But Mark Levin did a very fine expose on it on, was it Friday or Saturday?
And that's where apparently the president heard this.
These are in the mainstream media,
hmm.
These stories are. So we don't know what the facts are. But the mainstream media has been reporting on this for a long time.
Well, you know, that's quite a shock to me, John. I'm just looking up McClatchy right now. I can't find any articles other than just this one over the past
weekend.
Looking at it right now. There's nothing in the past.
You're sitting there looking at your computer off the cuff. But
yeah.
I can tell you, if you go to Fox News, it was, I believe, Saturday morning. Mark Levin was on and actually submitted documents and evidence that he was waving around on television saying, this is what the New York Times reported. This is what the Washington Post reported.
If you're talking about reports into Russian influence.
No.
That certainly has been reported since last October.
Look, I'm not going to argue with you about something you haven't read, but you go look that up. Mark Levin.
Tell me the dates you saw this.
I think I saw it Saturday.
Well,
and
you
Mark
saw
Levin,
it reported Saturday. We're talking about prior to that. You said this has been reported.
He reported on Saturday all of these reports that the newspapers, and he put them all together.
Okay.
Well, Mark Levin was the one that pretty much Trump,
yeah, he's
President
the one that
Trump
brought
was
this
using
up.
This. Okay. Is this a distraction from President Trump?
Well, you know, I think the big picture here is the leadership aspects. If there, let's just stop for a second and say, okay, let's stop and listen to what the president is suggesting. And if in any way true, he is the leader of the executive branch, he could release whatever reports he has received, if he has in fact received anything. But the reality is the White House has not stated, nor has the president stated, that he has received any sort of documentation or classified briefing that this is true. But instead, what has happened is you have the President of the United States using social media on Twitter to make a blockbuster assertion, a statement that this has happened. If this statement is in any way, shape, or form true, number one, you would expect that a responsible leader would have gathered together the members of both houses of Congress, the leaders, and any law enforcement officials, and to announce that this had occurred and that appropriate legal action was being taken. But instead, what you have is in the middle of the night, a person who is known for making outrageous claims on social media, Twitter, making these statements, which were both denied. And you had the director of National Intelligence, who was in charge of those sorts of things over the last 7 years, come out and categorically deny
that
a FISA warrant had happened. Let me finish, John. So you have look at it in the big picture. Now let's assume it's true. Well, if it's true that a court that was allegedly initially denied a warrant, according to what the president said. What that means is that you had law enforcement officials who declared under penalty of perjury that the Trump administration had committed, or someone affiliated with the campaign in Trump Towers had committed, a serious federal felony offense, and then that a judge denied the warrant, and then that they went back
and
got a warrant. And so if true, that means that twice federal officials somewhere under penalty of perjury, investigators have declared this, and that then a court agreed that there was probable cause to believe that someone in Trump Towers had or was about to commit a serious felony. And so that's if that's what happened, that's one side of it, extremely serious. Now, if on the other hand, he's saying that there was some sort of unlawful surveillance that was done, because there's only three options here. One is that there was a Title III federal criminal warrant that was issued. Two, that it was not a federal Title III criminal warrant, but instead was what's called a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrant, a FISA warrant, which is based on two things. One, that there's evidence of a foreign agent, and two, that they have reason to believe that there is a facility, whether that's a building or a network server, on an email address, could be a number of things, that is being used by this agent
Let me respond.
So it's one of those two, or the third option, which is the last.
You've occupied your time now. Let me respond.
Well, there's no category of time where it's about explaining
First of all, the guy that has denied this, James Clapper, in the administration, is the guy that lied to Congress and said that the NSA is not gathering data and communications from individuals, and that's known to be a lie. He's already lied to Congress once. Number two. What we know is that since these events happened, if they happened, and they appear to, there appear to have been a wiretap warrant, that's an appearance, what we know is that nothing was found, and yet the Democrats continue to claim...
Wait, let me finish, Vince.
How do you know that?
Because the Democrats...
I'm asking questions, because, and you're making assertions of fact without any proof, just like
there's,
Trump.
There's been no criminal prosecutions, and because the Democrats themselves, including Clapper and others, have said Trump, there was no evidence that Trump had any collaboration with the Russians. Now, not a scintilla of evidence, yet the Democrats continue to pursue this issue knowing there's no evidence.
Right,
the real issue here...
What is the real issue?
...is that this has happened before. The Obama administration has tapped the Cheryl Atkinson, a CBS reporter. They have gone in and surreptitiously gone after the emails of James Rosen. They have done this before, and doing it against a presidential candidate who's running against your candidate, Hillary Clinton, is, you talk about Watergate, this is a big deal.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. It's the Monday Political Face-Off. Ira and Jim waiting on the line. Sorry, couldn't get to you before the break. We'll get to you if you want to hold on right after the break.
Remodeling, restoring, or building new additions to your home?
Five Star has termite and pest solutions for you. Treatments to building materials can be performed while tradesmen continue to work. Worried about treatment marks? Don't be. Our treatments will be completed before texture and paint. Five Star will provide landscaping and drainage advice to eliminate moisture and other pest and termite attractions around the home.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control, protecting homes and homeowners since 1980. 886-0045.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Did you know you can still donate through tax day to Arizona qualified charities and claim dollar for dollar state tax credits for 2016? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 31 local charities, encourages you to put your state tax dollars to work in our community. It's easy. Feel good when you give at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. John Munger and Vince Robigo. Let's go to Ira on the live line at 790-2040. Ira, what's on your mind?
Well, two things. First, Trump's administration people are saying, let's just look into it. What's the harm of looking
That's
into
right.
it?
That's right. What's the harm in looking into it?
And secondly, some of us have fairly decent memories. Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany.
That is correct.
Her phones were wiretapped by Obama.
That is correct.
Can you deny that, Mr. Robago?
Well, let me just say that any foreign leader or foreign ambassador that comes to the United States is considered a foreign agent.
Mm-hmm.
So, number one, I'm not denying it because it's absolutely true that our government does that, and that's a well-known fact. So that's not a question of, you know, when you're doing what they call FISA surveillance, that's exactly what actually ensnared Mr. Flynn. So they get Michael Flynn, and he denies that he had talked to the Russian ambassador first. And, oh, then it was, oh, we had some conversations, and then all of a sudden, when he realizes, these things are actually intercepted because I'm dealing with an ambassador from Russia, and the surveillance agencies actually transcribe these things. These things are done when you're dealing with a foreign agent. So, no, I don't deny that. That's absolutely 100% true, and it's not the same thing. That's a very sort of broad statement of, oh, somebody was wiretapped. That's absolutely what they do with foreign agents, and that's what happened. So you have this major scandal. You have Michael Flynn resign. And the bigger issue on top of all this, I'm all for looking into this, everything. There's no question. So don't mistake what I'm saying to suggest.
You're open to
this. I look into it because what I was saying is, if on one hand, mm-hmm. it's true what he's saying.
If it's true.
It's very serious,
right.
and essentially could cloud the future of Mr. Trump's presidency. Let me finish what I'm going to say. Or if there's any basis in truth to that there was some sort of illegal search. Because
right.
understand, there's like I said, there's three options.
And that
here.
Would be very
One
serious.
Is a Title III criminal warrant. Two is a FISA
mm-hmm.
search.
Mm-hmm.
And three,
well,
that there would be some sort of illegal surveillance
done. All right,
done.
Vince, but here's the problem.
So let's look into it. I agree with Senator Rubio.
Obama mm-hmm. administration, somebody in that administration, if this happened, and the reports are that it did happen from mainstream media, if this happened, then what we have is a current president of the United States tapping the information, servers and phones, who knows what, of a Republican or opposing candidate for president who's opposing your candidate for president, in this case, Hillary Clinton. And you're tapping their phones and their servers.
There is no way
President Obama wouldn't have known about that.
All right, I want to take Jim. Jim's been waiting through the break, and now he's back with us. Hey, Jim. Jim Kelly.
Hey, Bill. John and Vince, there are two things that will kind of cut through some of the stuff that you guys are discussing. Number one, the New York Times on January 20th, front page story. Aides to Trump are being wiretapped. That was one of the very first stories that, as an organization, the Trump campaign was being targeted with wiretaps. Secondly, it's not so much the act of intercepting the conversations that may or may not be illegal, particularly the fact that we have protocols with our NATO allies that, you know, there are times that we will not intercept their communications. But the reality of it is this. The real law problem here, the real violation of the law, was the reporting of an American citizen in those intercepts. There are very strict rules of reporting called United States Signals Intelligence Directives. The people who did not redact either a Trump aide or Mr. Flynn or anybody else, once identified as a U.S. citizen, all that information is to be redacted from the final report. So there's the real violation of the laws, and that's what not anybody is talking about. And that's what should be being talked about, because what this is doing is unveiling a very, very vast network of surveillance that is worldwide, thank you to the National Security Agency. And I'm not saying that that is a bad thing. What I am saying is there is very strict reporting laws to make sure that things like this don't happen.
Yeah.
And the fact that it has happened and is being reported on in the mainstream media is just anathema to the intelligence community. So
okay,
there's a problem
there.
I don't know what Jim is talking about, but there is a New York Times article on January 19th that talked about intercepted Russian communications.
No, he's talking about an article.
I don't see one that says January 20th.
Well, he's talking.
Let me finish the headline.
Jim's a reporter. He said January 20th.
Yeah.
Well, so read the one he's talking about.
Well, there's one that's on January 19th that says intercepted Russian communications.
That's not what he's talking
part
about.
Of inquiry.
This may be
Trump
the same one
associates.
If it's the 20th or 19th.
It may not be.
It may not be.
Okay. Don't assume those things.
I'm asking. So, you know, don't assume that I'm saying otherwise.
He's referring to January 20th.
And I was.
So talk about January 20th.
Well, that's what I was trying to ask, but he hung up before I could ask the question.
He said January 20th specifically.
I heard that.
Okay.
You think I can't hear?
Well, you're not.
No, I'm talking about
it.
A different article. Okay. Obviously, you're trying to make it sound
he's
like I'm not.
He's referring to an entirely different subject. So respond
John,
to what he said.
John, tell you what. You can say respond to whatever you want, but I'm going to talk about what I want to say.
Well, that's
okay?
fine, but you're not so, responding no,
well,
to him.
Well, you know, you're
going to
keep
not,
repeating
as long
that.
As that's clear.
You want to keep repeating that.
Fine,
go ahead.
You avoid the subject.
Keep repeating that.
Avoid
go
the
ahead.
Subject.
Keep repeating
okay.
that. Keep
this
repeating
is not
that.
Going anywhere.
No, it's not going because he keeps trying to interrupt
well,
me.
You're not talking about what Jim talked
well,
about.
Oh, so well, we're not, if you're in charge and this is your show, then
Jim,
you go ahead and do that,
Jim
but that's
made
not
his,
the point.
Jim made his point. Jim made his comment.
Yeah, but
let's
Vince
move
is
on.
Responding to something else. So
you want to get your own show, John? John, do you want to get your own show? Then you can tell me what to say or not say, or you can shut off my mic.
Let's cool off, Vince.
Well, you know, then stop interrupting me and trying to tell me to say what you want to hear me say.
I want you to respond to what Jim said.
There you go again. See, now this is the reason why you have guests leave your show sometimes. I'm sorry to say, when you have a guest like this that refuses to let the other person speak and tries to control what they say.
Why don't you speak for 30 seconds, and I guarantee you I will not let Mr. Munger say a word. Go ahead.
What I was going to do is I was going to ask Mr. Kelly, what I was in the process of asking him, which I didn't know that he had already hung up, was whether or not this was the article that he was referring to.
Okay.
And to talk about the differences between what is called wiretapping, when you actually go and get a warrant to wiretap somebody, versus doing what's called FISA surveillance, because there's a whole host of things that you don't need a search warrant for when you are dealing with FISA surveillance, that it goes outside of a warrant procedure when you are intercepting communications from Russian individuals or foreign individuals. And so what I was going to say, and I haven't read that article yet because I hadn't got to it. That's why I was asking if this was something similar, because there's a major difference, and it can be very easy to throw on the word wiretap without and even reporters do it oftentimes, because if you're not being clear as to what we're talking about, it can be very complex and mislead by accident as to what's happening. So I was trying to get to the bottom of what he was referring to.
Now, let me respond.
And then I got attacked by John to tell me, answer what he said, answer what he said.
That's it. That's the face-off for today. We're going to go right away. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it. All right. Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell, and Dodge. We'll be right back. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant. Capturing the spirit of New Orleans cuisine, Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails is located in St. Philip's Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you at Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails. Open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Philip's Plaza.
At the Humane Society of Southern Arizona, we've been caring for homeless pets for over 72 years. But as we've grown, our campus hasn't, and our pets and staff are crowded in run-down, dilapidated buildings. The need for a new campus is critical. The homeless pets in our care need healthier, stress-free space, and we need room to expand the important work of adoption and education. Please help us build our own forever home. Visit hssaz.org and donate today, because we're all in this together.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garver. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with the businesses they trust. At BBB, we also want to honor their efforts for doing business the right way. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that our annual Torch Awards are happening on Friday, April 7th at 5:30 p.m. at Casino del Sol. It will be a fun, elegant evening of celebration, and we hope you will join us. Register today at tucson.bbb.org. Thanks for doing business the right way, Southern Arizona.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday at noon, America's policy toward the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Will it change under the Trump administration? Plus, the Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report with Tucson Weekly Arts writer Margaret Regan, Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI and always on BuckmasterShow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on a Monday afternoon. And Green Things, what a great place. 13 acres, beautiful. It was over there yesterday. They have done just a beautiful job taking 4 acres, expanding it to 13 acres at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Check out their website, greenthingsaz.com. The Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs is General John Wickham. General Wickham was the United States Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. General Wickham served 4 decades in the Army. He's now retired in Oro Valley, joins us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. General, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Bill, and it's wonderful to be on your fine program that does such good work.
Well, thank you very much. North Korea's missile launch is getting a lot of attention over the weekend. And this, according to some of the experts, General Wickham, shows that the North Korean program is actually speeding up.
That's right, Bill. You're exactly right. And we've got to remember that North Korea is doing things while we're doing things also. We have these annual exercises in South Korea where we bring in our own troops and reinforce, and the North Koreans have always viewed that as a threat to North Korea as we prepare, they believe, for an invasion. It's all baloney. When I was a commander over there, I invited the North Koreans to send military observers to these exercises, and the Chinese thought that was a great idea, but they couldn't persuade the North Koreans to do it. So that's part of it. The second part of it is you've got this tragedy going on in Seoul, impeachment of Park Geun-hye, the current president who's now out of office, although she still retains some title. And there's more in the paper today about Samsung bribery and that kind of stuff going on. It's almost like in America to a degree, but the North Koreans are taking advantage of that. And the North Koreans, their missile technology is growing in capability. They're moving more rapidly than we thought. In my humble opinion, the North Korean nuclear threat is the most dangerous threat America faces in the foreseeable future for our children and grandchildren. And guess what? We're not talking to the North Koreans. We need to. We need to have diplomatic contacts. We've not had contact for 10 years. And even the Chinese have thrown up their hands. As you may recollect on the newspapers, the Chinese have stopped importing coal from North Korea for the rest of this year. That's a major problem for North Korea. It's a major source of income, but it's part of the sanctions, and China is abiding by that. So maybe there's more that can be done with China. But I think we've got to talk to the North Koreans and move ahead. I believe we can do some things with them if we're smart about it. But the whole idea that's being pumped up around now from time to time, maybe what we ought to do is preemptively strike North Korea. Crazy. It would lead to a disastrous war, and we aren't going to destroy anything in North Korea. If the nuclear weapons, the 40 or so that they have now, are buried in deep tunnels in mountains, we don't have the capability to destroy mountains, so we aren't going to do that.
General Wickham, not only, and correct me if I'm wrong, but not only is North Korea producing more missiles, their techniques are getting more advanced, correct?
Exactly right, Bill. And the missile technology is designed to demonstrate, or at least to illustrate to the North Korean technology people, that we're getting better at guiding missiles. Because if you're going to use an ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile, you've got to have very sophisticated guidance, particularly if you're going to put a small nuclear weapon on it. You don't want that weapon to explode in the sky. So they're going to have it. My guess is this year we'll see an ICBM range capability, and we may see them testing a thermonuclear weapon. What they've been using now are just atomic weapons, not a thermonuclear weapon of megaton yield, but they could do it this year.
All right, let's go to the live line. Dan called us at 790-2040. Go ahead, Dan. You're with General Wickham.
Dan.
Hi, it's good to talk to you. I'm curious about whether China and North Korea and South Korea still have their hatred towards Japan left over from the Second World War.
They do. You're exactly right, Dan. The issue about South Korean and North Korean women that were put into prostitute companies for the Japanese, that's still a live issue, and that's not going to go away entirely. But there's better relations now between Japan and South Korea than has existed in a long time. But it's going to take time. An interesting point about, you're aware of this, Dan, the North Koreans believe that they are the true Koreans, that they are the ones who suffered the most, and they are the ones who have the true legend to carry forward, and that they have the right to reunite Korea their way. And that is part of the philosophy of nuclear weapons. I don't think in our lifetime we're going to see the North Koreans ever give up weapons. One of the problems we've had with negotiations is that we have insisted that we're not going to sit down and talk with you unless you agree as a precondition to give up your weapons. That isn't going to happen. They're not going to give them up. What we have to do is accept North Korea as a nuclear power and now figure out, as we've done with Iran, how we can constrain the nuclear capabilities. I think that can be done. Constraints.
You know, General Wickham, most experts are saying that North Korea's missile launch on Monday Korean time, Sunday here in the States, was in retaliation for the start of the South Koreans' annual military drills with the United States that began on March 1st, known as Foul Eagle, I believe. You went through a lot of these training exercises.
Oh, yeah. Every spring, yeah, we bring in troops from the United States. And then, as I say earlier, the North Koreans view that as preparation for war. It's baloney. Even the Chinese have told them that. But they use this as a precondition to persuade their people. This is an important thing for Americans to understand. With dictatorships, in order to remain in power, have to persuade their people that we are threatened. And so we have to deal with the threat. And that, by dealing with the threat, that means we're going to have to take away benefits to you, the people, and keep you under control. And this is a way of the North Korean elite. And North Korea is run by an elite. It isn't run just by Kim Jong-un. It's run by an elite. And guess what? Every country is run by an elite, including our own. And so we've got to realize that this elite is going to use threats to persuade the North Korean people, you're going to have to suffer more because we have to keep these threats away from us. That's a way of keeping themselves in power. It's crazy, but I think we can deal with the North Koreans if we're smart about it and work diplomatically and economically with them rather than to posture ourselves. Now, what we're doing, as you know, Bill, better than anybody, we are continuing to strengthen the South Koreans. We're putting in some very, very capable air defense systems that the North Koreans don't like at all, because they realize with those systems in place, they'll shoot down any missiles, and they will. So there's going to be provocations from both sides.
All right, let's go to the live line again. Matthew at 790-2040. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hello, Matt. Good to talk with you.
Oh, I hope you're doing well, General Wickham. I will tell you, quite honestly, I've been fighting a cold for a week.
So uh-oh.
Don't get it.
Well, it sounds better.
I'm movable and stuff like that, but it's annoying. You know, I like yourself, obviously not to your level, although I spent some time with First Corps planning and being there in briefings. And spent a lot of my career focused on defending South Korea. I am concerned, however, that the recent development with the killings of his brother in Thailand,
Malaysia,
yeah. Pardon me,
mm-hmm.
and the repercussions have come from that from the Malaysian government. I am concerned about the stability right now of North Korea. There's no doubt the firing of four missiles wasn't just directed at the U.S. It was directed also at China's response to the killing by cutting off a logistical support system for them. I would say that there have also been some recent leaks from defectors that the regime is under tremendous pressure right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it this bad, in my opinion, and I truly believe our posture, while that is good, I believe that we should the posture needs to be to move the troops back to the DMZ line,
okay,
and bring them closer and put them on more of a secure footing. I also believe that the reality is, if we see what we saw with the East Germany, with the collapse of the Soviet Union, and we see that occur, I don't think we are right now prepared to deal with that.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Go ahead, General.
Very good thoughts, and appreciate your service over there, Matt. You're exactly right. There's a lot of things going on, but I don't see it as dark as you are. The North Koreans do want to be sure that there's no challenge to their leadership. And the half-brother, who had been ousted by his father because of his behavior, erratic behavior, was really the legitimate person to take over. But the half-brother has been denouncing the North Korean leadership. And with China's behavior, as you point out, that brother, half-brother, could be used as a foil to get rid of Kim Jong-un, or at least to challenge him. So the North Koreans have been behaving badly. They've killed challengers, and the killing of this person, I think, is terrible because they use a nerve agent, VX, and a small amount the size of a pinhead on your skin can kill you within minutes.
Mm.
And they didn't care about the women that were using it. They might die from it, and one did get sick. So it's an illustration of the ruthlessness of the North Koreans to protect their elite. I don't see that they feel there's a challenge, although they do feel threatened, because we have said there must be a regime change. And every elite that feels that we've got to protect ourselves, they're going to do some very hideous things to protect themselves, and North Korea will do that, and we're going to see more of it.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. General John Wickham will stick around for another segment. It's the Buckmaster Show. If you'd like to join in here in our final segment with General Wickham, 790-2040. We'll be right back.
Did you know you can still donate through Tax Day to Arizona Qualified Charities and claim dollar-for-dollar state tax credits for 2016? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 31 local charities, encourages you to put your state tax dollars to work in our community. It's easy. Feel good when you give at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Weather we're having, what a great time to go over to Silver City and green, beautiful green Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's just a 3-hour drive to Silver City. You can check out southwestnewmexico.org. That's probably the best starting place. They've got several dozen recreational opportunities there, lots to do in Silver City. And there are some great places to stay. Those great places to stay are also listed at southwestnewmexico.org. Once a month, usually the first Monday of the month, we are honored to have the former United States Army Chief of Staff, General John Wickham, with us here on the Buckmaster Show. We're talking about North Korea's atomic weapons arsenal. Perhaps we'll be going up to a nuclear weapons status. What about our own nuclear arsenal, General Wickham? There's been a lot of talk about modernization. That will be very, very expensive.
Very expensive. You're exactly right, Bill. Obama, before he left office, proposed their $1 trillion program to upgrade our nuclear triad, triad meaning ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missiles, aircraft, and submarines, plus the weapons themselves. And the current administration has said we need to do the same and more. Well, I agree. We need to modernize the aircraft. We're flying 30 to 40-year-old aircraft. That's foolish. And the submarines need to be upgraded and replaced. And also, the weapons themselves, a lot of people are not aware of the fact that weapons are like automobile engines. They need replacement, and they need upgrading. There's a gas that is inside of nuclear weapons that will enhance the yield of the weapon. That gas has to be replaced. So we need to upgrade our weapons. Now, do we need to spend $1 trillion on all of that? I don't know. That needs to be thoroughly examined. There's some question about whether we should invest in intercontinental ballistic missiles, because once they are launched, accidentally launched, they cannot be recalled.
Really?
You have to explode them over some country, which had devastating effects. Submarines and aircraft can be recalled. So there's been a debate among experts about whether we should invest in ICBMs. I think we probably should do all three. The Russians are, so and so is China. We need to upgrade, but whether it's $1 trillion or more, I'm not sure. Now, we have the best nuclear capability arsenal in the world. Believe it or not, Bill, during our lifetime, during the Cold War, the Russians had 50,000 nuclear weapons that could reach the United States, and we had the same number. But thank God we had these treaties that were negotiated and reduced them now, and now it's below 1,000 each, and we can go lower. How many weapons do you need to deter a nation? I would say a few hundred. We don't need thousands of weapons. We still have thousands of tactical weapons, and we can reduce that number either. Also, whether we're ever going to go to the world of the moral world of no weapons at all, I don't think so. Nuclear weapons have kept the world peace. We've not had a world war, and they do deter. And besides, how are you going to persuade a country like North Korea or China or Pakistan or Israel to give up their nuclear weapons? Israel has over 200 weapons. They claim they have none.
Mm. And well, the big player, of course, we talked about the trouble spot was certainly with North Korea, then Iran. That situation is not going away for sure.
Iran, you're exactly right. Unfortunately, the political elements are pushing, let's tear up that agreement. It's a terrible agreement. I don't agree. It was not the best agreement in the world, but it is a good agreement. It stops Iran from getting a nuclear weapon for at least a decade or more. And secondly, it stops nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. King Salman of Saudi Arabia has said, if there were nuclear weapons in Iran, I would buy them tomorrow from Pakistan, and he could. So there's a danger of proliferation. Also, the weapons agreement with Iran could be used as a modus operandi in dealing with North Korea, some sort of a vehicle to work with North Korea. So I think it's a good thing to keep in mind and to keep it alive. And here's the other element. The UN inspectors then now have access in Iran to every single site. They can go anywhere. And they are reporting now that Iran is complying with the agreement 100%. So that's good news. And we ought to blow the good news as opposed to saying we're going to tear up a bad agreement. That's too political and it's wrongheaded.
General Wickham, you sound terrific, by the way. You're sounding really good today. I mean, you're still out there. You're doing your exercises.
I ride the bicycle. I've got this tricycle that Ann and I bought, and she rides it too. And beauty of the tricycle is you can't turn it over. It's safe.
Yeah.
And I ride it 3 to 4 miles a day, as long as the good Lord will let me. And I listen to satellite radio and good news. And and so it's a wonderful thing.
All right. And you've got a birthday coming up in June.
I'll be 89. Yep.
Wow. Well, you sound great. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate your support, Bill, and I I admire what you're doing. Your program is absolutely perfect.
Thank you very much, General John Wickham. Very much appreciate his participation in our program. The first Monday, usually, barring some kind of one of the Monday holidays, but he is usually with us the first Monday of the month. Coming up this afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. So ably assists Mike in putting the whole hour together from 4 to 5. Wake Up Tucson 6 to 9, Talking Culture 9 to 10. And then me, Bill Buckmaster, will be back with you tomorrow for the Buckmaster Show at 12:04. Until then, I hope you have a great afternoon and evening.